From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate today confirmed Sonia Sotomayor for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The vote of 68 to 31 was mostly along party lines. Sotomayor is President Obama's first Supreme Court nomination, and he welcomed today's approval.
With this historic vote, the Senate has affirmed that Judge Sotomayor has the intellect, the temperament, the history, the integrity, and the independence of mind to ably serve on our nation's highest court.
When Sotomayor is sworn in Saturday, she'll be the first Hispanic on the U.S. High Court and the third woman. Film director and screenwriter John Hughes has died of a heart attack while visiting family in New York City, according to his publicists. He was 59 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
John Hughes wrote and directed some of the most seminal teenage movies of the 1980s, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, about a slick high school student played by Matthew Broderick.
This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably going to have to barf up a lung, so I better make this one count.
Before Hughes was Hollywood's foremost ambassador to adolescence, he was editor of the National Lampoon in the late 1970s. He was celebrated for capturing the cadences and costumes of real kids, at least the ones who grew up like him, white, middle class, and Midwestern. But in the 1990s, Hughes stopped directing and turned his attention to writing and producing. He executive produced Home Alone in 1990, one of the biggest money-making comedies in Hollywood history. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The Senate is debating amendments to legislation that would add $2 billion to the Cash for Clunkers program. A vote is expected later today. The car trade-in initiative is expected to run out of money as soon as tomorrow. A glimmer of hope has emerged in the weak labor market. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Labor Department says that initial claims for unemployment insurance benefits fell by 38,000 last week to 550,000 on a seasonally adjusted basis. That was a bigger drop than expected and raised hopes that the recession is winding down. Seasonal adjustment problems have been skewing the claims numbers recently, but a Labor Department analyst suggested there were no such issues this past week, describing it as uneventful. Although first-time jobless claims have been trending lower, continuing claims, the total number of people receiving benefits, rose 69,000 in the latest reporting week to more than 6.3 million, nearly double a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 24 points at 9,256. The Nasdaq lost 19 points. This is NPR News. U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into reports that the leader of the Taliban in Pakistan has been killed by a U.S. missile strike. Baitullah Massoud has thousands of followers and is suspected of having ties with al-Qaeda and of being behind dozens of suicide bombings and beheadings in Pakistan, as well as the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The missile strike was in the northern region of South Waziristan, a Massoud stronghold. The Nigerian government today begins offering amnesty to militants who've been sabotaging the oil industry. The authorities hope that over the next 60 days, the gunmen will lay down their weapons. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Militants in the Niger Delta have 60 days to come out of the winding creeks and waterways of Nigeria's volatile oil-producing region and surrender their arms in return for a pardon and retraining. That's the offer on the table from President Umaru Musa Erdua's government, which suggests that there are thousands of militants in the mangrove swamps. The militants are demanding that local people get a greater share of Nigeria's crude oil wealth and have waged what they call an oil war. In May, the government responded to 3 years of sabotaging key installations and kidnapping oil workers with a sweeping military offensive against militant strongholds. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Four former cemetery workers in suburban Chicago were indicted today on charges of theft and desecrating human remains. Prosecutors say the three former gravediggers and a former administrator at the historically black Burr Oak Cemetery dug up and dumped bodies and moved burial vaults in an effort to resell the burial plots. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.